Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and you know the fact of the matter is that we're all either in a storm or we're coming out of a storm, or maybe there's a storm right around the corner, and yet the good news is we don't have to deal with those storms alone. And we've been blessed this week to be live, taking Hope is Here on the road for the first time. We've done over 1,000 programs, but they've all been at the radio station. But we are at the CPE, the Christian Product Exhibition here, National Conference in Lexington, Kentucky, downtown next to Rupp Arena at the Central Bank Center. And joining us is one of the authors that's attending us, has a wonderful new book called Beyond, Finding Strength and Hope Through Unexpected Storms. And the author is Cindy Saab. And Cindy, thank you so much for being with us on Hope is Here today.
So glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, you may hear some voices in the background, but your voice, you've got a northern accent. we're kind of south, not deep south, but where are you from?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. All right. Well, wonderful. Hope you've had a good visit in Kentucky so far.
It's been great.
Well, wonderful. Well, talk to us, obviously, the topic of your book, Finding Strength and Hope Through Unexpected Storms. Can you tell us a little bit about some of your own storms?
Absolutely. Well, unfortunately, we all do have life storms. And my storms, I refer to it as the perfect storm because I was going with three storms happening in a very small period of time. The first storm was the death of my 53-year-old brother. He received a cancer diagnosis, and then 9 months later, he was with the Lord. And so, but to lose a brother that is 13 years younger than you, it was hard to process that. And this was also during COVID, so we, as a family, we couldn't visit him. And so we sent him cards and scripture verses and called him all the time and juiced and provided different things that we could to take care of him, but we couldn't really visit him in person, so that made it even harder. And then my mom was living in an assisted living place, and she started to get dementia. And one day she wandered for the facility, and then that meant we had to take care of ourselves, which was fine. So me and my sister, we took turns taking care of my mom. But then again, it got to the point where she started to wander, and we eventually had to put her in a nursing home. And that's never a pleasant decision or an easy decision for the family. It's usually a lot later than what it needs to be because it's hard to place your family member that you love so much in a nursing home. And but we were grateful that we had a facility close by. And we were most grateful that she always remembered who we were, because every time we went to visit her, we were grateful for the visit. But then I would cry on the way home thinking, this may be the last visit that my mother knows who I am. So I was grateful that she had, and she could recollect and recognize all of her children. The third storm was the death of my marriage. I was married for 28 years, and I had two adult children. We were in ministry together. We had full-time business as well. And so when I was divorced, it really affected every aspect of my life. It was just totally shattered. And it's not just a matter of picking up the pieces and going on. The pieces were no longer there to pick up.
Well, those are three big, big storms. And I've been through the divorce with myself and have buried my father, so I can relate to some of those storms. So I guess the question I'd like to ask you, we both talked about how we know that there's going to be storms in life, but did storms either draw us closer to God, or sometimes we draw away, or just what was that process like for you after going through all these three big storms?
Well, I think by the grace of God, he almost immediately, I felt the Lord was prompting me and asking me a question. Cindy, so what are you going to do now? How are you going to process this? And it was almost like a safeguard prompted me to make the right decision at that point, because there are many different choices that we can go to trying to create a different scenario, a different outcome. But I immediately felt that the Lord was saying, I am here with you, and just take a hold of my hand, and I'll walk with you through the storms. It's still going to be very, very difficult, but I'm here with you, and I will be your strength that you need. And it's not a matter of going through the storm, through point A to point B. Some days you take a little baby step forward, sometimes two steps backwards, side, the detours and everything else. But at the same time, we have that promise that Jesus is with us only. And I just hung on that for dear life. He not only is our life raft, but he is our life. And so I just kept that as one of my main focuses, that he is with me even on the days that I couldn't see him. And, you know, something else that I did during those times when I didn't know how to pray and I didn't necessarily see anything good happening that day or feel like the Lord was with me and guiding me, someone gifted me with a journal. And I didn't journal in the normal way where you usually pour out just your thoughts and your cares in the journal. What I did was I asked the Lord to let me see a glimmer of light of where he was working in my life so that I could record that he truly was with me every single day going through the storm. And some days I would just write out the word Jesus because I didn't have enough strength to even pray, but I could just cry out his name, and so I would just write out Jesus. Another day it would be maybe a visit from a friend or someone calling me or someone praying or a scripture verse that came to mind. I also listened to a lot of music. That was really, really helpful in just settling my mind and settling my soul. And so sometimes I would just write out the lyrics of the song that I was singing or listening to. And so that journal became a journey of my healing. I think that's really where the idea came to write this Bible study, was because I was really recording how God truly was with me. Even though I couldn't see it every single day, I could feel it.
Amen. I love how you talked about music there. I know when I went through the flood, the bankruptcy, divorce myself 20 years ago, there was a song called More Than Enough by Chris Tomlin and Passion, and I can remember singing that song, and while I was getting ready to go to work one day, but tears were just, you know, streamed down my face because I was just saying, all of you is more than enough for all of me. And the great part is the church I pastor here, Gardenside Christian Church in Lexington, recently our worship leader, Clay Coburn, he played that song.
Oh, wow.
But I told him, I said, man, you know, 20 years ago when I first heard it, I was crying, but now I'm rejoicing, and I thought about all the healing and just all the wonderful things the Lord's done since that time. So the good thing about the storms, they don't last forever, right?
That's right.
And so I want to encourage those people. If you just tuned in, if you're listening on the radio, driving down the road, and just happen to tune in, we are talking with author Cindy Savage. She is a wonderful six-week Bible study called Beyond, Finding Strength and Hope Through Unexpected Storms. And we know that all of us have to deal with storms in our life, but the good news is she's done such a good job already sharing is that we don't have to deal with them alone, that Jesus is with us. So Cindy, let me ask you, you shared those three big storms with your brother, your mom, and then a divorce. You know, you teach Bible studies now on this topic. At what point in your storm did you feel like, you know, I'm healthy enough and healed enough where I'm ready to start teaching others what I've learned during the storms?
Well, there's not really a formula. There's not really an amount of days that, okay, after 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years, I can start teaching again. I think it's a personal decision when you realize how much there has to be some element of healing in your life so you can give a testimony to that of what God has doing. And then it's ongoing healing. And usually with life storms, we will receive a healing in an area, and then later on we'll feel like the Lord is bringing us healing again in that same area. And I remember asking the Lord, I thought I already dealt with this. I thought I was healed in this area. And then I felt like he was saying, yes, you did receive healing in that area, but you know what? I'm going a little bit deeper now. And the Lord is just so gracious in how he deals with us. And even the healing that he brings, it's not always a complete healing overnight. When it comes to a deep life crisis or a deep storm, it's usually layer by layer by layer. And you'll have a good idea when you can start teaching again. If you try to teach or preach and you're just up there, you can't say the words and you just crying and just you're a mess. You know, that's not the time to start teaching again. You need a little bit more healing.
Amen to that. I've known people, unfortunately, that maybe have jumped back in too quickly before. And I actually had a conversation with a friend of mine recently that went through a divorce as a pastor about that, taking some more time to heal, having been there myself. Would you speak to the woman who maybe she's just been hit by a major storm, and you know she doesn't feel like she's really ready to tackle a six-week Bible study. What would you tell her as the first step to moving through the storm she's in?
I think obviously to, again, pray and ask the Lord to be your refuge at that point. And then if you have some people that are close to you, that are a mentor or a prayer partner. But in relation to the Bible study, I would say still come to the Bible study. You don't necessarily have to do the homework, but just come so you have that fellowship, so you're praying with other sisters, and you're reading the scriptures, and you can begin the healing process and start there. Then at a later time, when you're ready, you can go ahead and go through the Bible study and start to answer the questions. Now, in this particular study, I kept in mind that we are going through the storm, so I created three different levels of study for a couple of different reasons. We all have different types of learning abilities and learning styles, and then we all have different emotional and study bandwidth. You know, so if you've just been hit with a storm, you know, you're not even going to remember, where's my Bible, where is... even Matthew, where's Genesis? Oh, it's the first book. Oh, you know, you don't have the bandwidth to even remember any of that. So I wrote different levels so that you can answer any questions that you want, as light as you want or as deep as you want. Or, like I said, if you're not ready to answer any of the questions, you can just circle back to that at a later time.
Well, I love that. We're going to be talking a little bit more tomorrow, but specifically about this wonderful six-week Bible study called Beyond, Finding Strength and Hope Through Unexpected Storms. We've been talking with author Cindy Saab, just a beautiful book. You may be appreciating her northern accent. She's from New Hampshire. I live with a guy from New York City, and she said idea there, an idea. I love that. That's a nice enunciation that we have there. Maybe good memories of my good friend Jimmy Christian from New York City. But let me ask you this, and about the 45 seconds we've got left, is there a Bible verse or two that really just kind of became just anchors for you during the storms that you, when you were going through some of those storms you shared earlier?
Absolutely, and that would be Romans 13, referring to coming to the God of hope. And, you know, a lot of times when we're going through the storm, we don't feel hopeful. We feel hopelessness. And, you know, hopelessness may pound us like the wind and the waves, but Christ will steady us with hope, joy, and peace.
Mm. Love that. That is actually the foundational verse for hope is here. So I can see why you, that Romans chapter 15:13, that is such a great, great verse, and one that he is the one that provides that peace, that joy, that hope, and the Holy Spirit as we ask him to do that. Well, we're out of time, but the good news is Cindy's going to be back with us for one more program. Really want to encourage you to go to her website, cindysaab.com. That's S-A-A-B.com, C-I-N-D-Y. If you're driving and said, hey, I can't write that down, you can catch all this information on the podcast. Just go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org. Tune in again tomorrow as we continue our conversation with author Cindy Saab about her book, Beyond, Finding Strength and Hope Through the Unexpected Storms in Life, on Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at the Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. Open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.